Just a couple follow-up thoughts. Whenever the relations of the Trinity are mentioned, my thoughts always go to Thomas Smale, the Forgotten Father, and the Giving Spirit. He did a work, and then he also did a work on that which is the expression of that corporately in God's family, in the body of Christ. I forget the name of the book. But in the Forgotten Father, I remember when I first read that, I said, "Laura, you got to read this." I'll never forget. Laura read it, and when she finished it, she went back to page one, started all over again. And I did the same thing. I mean, it was like, okay. You have to work through, because when you study systematic theology, what you do, you inductively gather up all the various statements about who God the Father is, who God the Son is, who God the Holy Spirit is, and all those passages that relate to the relations within the Godhead, however they are defined. So much of it is in John, but it's throughout the Word. He gives the theological framework for that, and solid theological framework for the Trinity, but then he takes you a step further. He just says, okay, that's all true, but now he moves you into a new realm. And so what happens, you have to be very patient as he lays out the understood orthodox doctrine of any aspect of the Trinity, and then he will take you to the next step as he is understood. So it's really amazing to see these men interact theologically with the Word of God. Theology is the study of God, but it takes the whole of God's Word and categorizes and brings into specific content the study of God. Soteriology, the study of salvation, or Christology, the study of Christ. Pneumatology, the study of the Spirit. Angiology, the study of angels. Eschatology, the study of last things. Anthropology, the study of mankind. These systematically take what the Word of God says from beginning to end and puts it together into a systemized form. And there's a lot of value to theology because it helps your mind understand the revelation of God that He's given to us in a cohesive, topical form. And there's nothing more important than understanding the Trinity. Stop with that. Anybody wants to read another excellent work on the Trinity, just pick up Augustus Hopkins Strong's Systematic Theology and read the Doctrine of the Trinity. Or read under, I think it's under Soteriology, the Doctrine of the Hypostatic Union. That is the union of the Son of God as God with His humanity as Son of Man. What you see there is a very disciplined interaction with the whole history of the interpretation from the early church fathers all the way forward, and then each theologian will bring about his own conclusions based upon gathering up all that has been taught before that, looking at the Bible, and then formulating the particular doctrines. So the doctrine of the Trinity is, to me, was one of the most wonderful times of study that I can remember. It took several days to go through that because it's quite comprehensive, but everybody has different things that they do. But if you want to pursue something like that, you can. And carve out some time and take a little vacation. Take a study vacation. And that's something you can do. And you'll come out a different person. Those are my thoughts. Amen.